Fine, yeah.
Half past nine, I'll give you two taps.
Yeah, okay. You tell me where to go.
Rabbi Yosef Gerber.
You ready?
Yeah.
I shall start?
Yes.
Okay, so I think to start by saying good morning. I must say it's nice to be here. I always have a special sort of feeling of, I won't say coming home, but home from home. You know, my chavrusa, Meir Oberg, told me that a yid called Mr. Steinhardt from northwest London once went to Rabbi Abramsky with a question. He said to Abramsky, he said, "It's an interesting question. I think the Olam will find it very, very samzach. Should a chazan, or is a chazan allowed to repeat words when he's davening?" I'm not sort of entering the halachic areas here. That my own Rebbe, Nosson Ordman, told me that if he does it with the right sort of kavona and zichas is mutter. That's what I heard from my own Rebbe. But as was? Yeah. Oh, but I'm telling you my Kabbalah for my Rebbe.
As long as you know what the Kabbalah is, what the right Kabbalah is.
Don't repeat the last order. I'm telling you my Kabbalah for my Rebbe. Das ist teuer for me. Rabbi Avramsky said azoi. He said a chazan who does not repeat words is nishkun chazan. And a rov who repeats his drushes is nishkun rov. That's what Rabbi Avramsky said. If you want to argue, you can argue with Rabbi Avramsky's zundait. Occurred to me, I have no intention of entertaining the Olam with Chazonus, and I've got no aspirations to Rabonus, so I'm a little bit in the middle. But it's not such an easy thing to talk Erev Pesach to an Olam of Bnei Torah. I state about Pesach, so, as it were, everybody has spoken over the years about Pesach. Everyone's familiar with it. And to say Adava Chodosh is not so poshut. So we'll try and be medalig al ahoim a little bit. They say of Chaim Konyevsky, or Gesund sein, that in an Iber Yor, he writes his Chidushi Torah. He's got a very strict Seder for the whole year, but now he's got an extra month, so he writes Chidushi Torah, he writes for him. This year, apparently he's writing a Pirush on the Sefer of Uziel HaMalach. Although Reb Chaim is not sort of famous as a Mekubal, Zicha, Kol HaTorah Kula is Munach Bekufsa. It occurred to me, Reb Chaim doesn't have a problem of saying the same thing. I don't think many people are writing on Uziel HaMalach. But when you talk about Pesach, it's not so poshut. I heard from one of my Eniklach, Menachem Gerber, an interesting horror, which I'll share with you. He said as follows. It's the Star Rambam. The Rambam says, Mantiska is Yom Tseishom Yom Mitzrayim. Says the Rambam, Azor Vizacha is Yom HaShabbos Lekadshei. What's with the Rambam? Ma'inyon Zeh Etzel Zeh. And it's Kansai, the Pshat is really very simple. Zechiras Yom HaShabbos, Zochas Yom HaShabbos is not the Pshat, Zochas Yom HaShabbos, remember it as there is such a thing. It's a Machayev. Zechiras Shabbos is very much a Machayev to us. Chazal say, Zechreu, Bechnisosa, Bitsiosa, it's a remez for Kiddush and Abdullah. But remembering Shabbos is mechayev us to do something about it. It's kenzai in the Rambam is over here the same inyan. That the mantiska is yom tseischom yom tzmitzrayim is not just a memory, it's a mechayev. If you're one of those who came out of Mitzrayim, you've got chiyuvim. Let me give you a very down-to-earth illustration of the type of chiyuv we're talking about. What sort of chiyuvim have we got? to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, I'll tell you a little maisa. A little maisa that happened to a good friend of mine. His name is Gerald Halibard, a Ben Torah living in northwest London. Many of you may know him. He was travelling from the West End to home on a short Friday, he was travelling in an underground train, subway. And sitting near him was a Goyisha lady. And she got out at the station. She left her handbag behind on the seat, a couple of just near where Halibard was sitting. She got off the train, and then she realized she'd left her handbag behind. She looked around. She saw the handbag on the seat, but the doors were closing, and nothing she could do about it. Halibard picked up the handbag. It was a Shabbos. He put it away. All he wanted to do was get ready, be in time for shul. After Shabbos, immediately he opened the handbag. He looked at it. He found the address and the phone number of this lady, and he phoned her. He said, "I've picked up your handbag. Please come and collect it." A lot of things were in it: credit cards, checkbooks, money. And he gave his address. About an hour later, the lady lived in a Goyisha area of London, far away. She turned up. And she was so grateful, that obviously nothing had been touched. And she said, "By the way," she said, "I brought you a little present." It was a bottle of kosher wine. He didn't want to take it, but Oscar, you know, if someone wants to give it to you, okay, he took it. He said, "By the way," he said, "from where you come, or your home, where do you find a bottle of kosher wine on a Saturday evening? It's not the sort of place. We're not talking about Geula. We're not talking about sort of a Hamish area in Manchester. In the middle of nowhere in London, a Goyish place, where do you find kosher wine?" I said, "Oh, no, no." She said, "I bought it on Friday afternoon as soon as I saw a religious Jew was sitting near. Because I knew you'd pick up the bag, and I knew you were going to phone me, so I already bought the wine in advance in anticipation of your phone call." I've heard that. It makes you tremble, doesn't it? What a chiyuvim we've got! And imagine he hadn't picked up the bag, hadn't bothered. It's a machayev. It's very much a machayev. Montiskas yom seischom yeretz mitzrayim, and it's kenzayin dosid pshat. It says v'chol der v'der chayev adam liyosasu kulhu yotzim mitzrayim. Note what it says. It does not say v'chol shana v'shana. It says v'chol der v'der. V'chol shana v'shana would mean every year when the time comes around you remember it. No, v'chol der v'der. It means you must consider yourself that you're the der that came out of Mitzrayim, and that is a memory which is not just the one-off memory on Leil Pesach. It's a whole year of memory. B'chol der v'der, you become one of the der yotzei Mitzrayim. It's under a parsha. It's under a story, a different maisa. We can learn cholila from tragedy positively. Holocaust survivors. Unfortunately, that obviously this is a diminishing group because it's already a long time, but we all have met Holocaust survivors. Anybody who went through the trauma of the Second World War in occupied territory will know that for the rest of their life, nothing would ever be the same again. They say 50 years later, people who went through it, if they see a policeman in uniform, totally innocent, sort of seeing children across the road, they tremble, they want to run away. It made an imprint on their being. I know my own Shvigo, Aleihem HaShalom, they were Holocaust survivors. They never ever lived one day of their life without being in the shadow of what they went through. And the Zach, you've got to be one of the der yotzei Mitzrayim. And if you are the der yotzei Mitzrayim, then everything you do every day of your life is different. You become an under a mensch. It affects the atzmius of the person. You know, there's the halachic concept which the Rogachova discusses. Some things exist b'mikra and some b'etzev. A very simple halachic illustration without going into details. The son of a father is be'etzem a son. The one who is a bechor is be'mikveh. He happens to be the one born first. It's not be'etzem, it's just that's the mikveh. And that's why he doesn't take pishnayim b'voy, cholishim motzalei, because that goes to the etzem. But nevertheless, pishnayim is what's actually there. The Maharal extends this concept, actually, in terms of Am Yisrael. He said, of course a goy can have Kedusha, but Mikra, it can happen a goy touches on Kedusha, but a Yid has got Kedusha be'etzim. It's part of his Mahus, his Kodesh. His Kodesh be'etzim, and that's a different sort of Kedusha. I once heard from from a South African rabbi, I'm afraid, I'm sorry I can't say it, B'Shem Omru, it was over 50 years ago, and I don't think I knew his name at the beginning, but he said a very, very, I think, a glutter vault. If you look at the end of the Haggadah, I'm starting at the end, and hope maybe that people didn't get so far in their Machshavos, Echod Miyadea, Shnayim Miyadea, isn't it a lovely jingle? Only trouble is, what's it saying to you? Echov miyadea, shnai miyadea. This is the sort of thing you could do with 5-6-year-olds in a kindergarten or in a primary school. And Gedolei Yisrael have to say, Echov miyadea, I know one, I know two. What's licked in them? And I think the key to it is in a Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim. The Rambam zokt in Moreh Nevuchim that when Adam HaRishon ate of the Eitz Hadas, he acquired Yediyas Tov Ra. You think that Adam HaRishon did not know before the Chet that such a thing as Tov Ra? Of course he knew. But it was theoretical. It didn't relate to him lemaisa. Yediyah does not mean knowledge. There are three dagos. Afilu kolon chachomim, kolon levonim. That's chochma, bina, kolon yodim, and das. The three madregas. Chochma is in the mind, intellectual. Bina is binas halev. Das is total identity with. You identify with something. Ve'yeda odom is chava ishto. They're like one. That's yediyah. Yediyah is to be at one with something, to be totally with it. And that is what Adam HaRishon acquired. Yediyas Tov Ra, that Tov Ra became options. And this is really the deeper pshat, he suggested, in Echod Miyadea. Not does you know in theory, of course we know in theory there's one Rabboni Shalom and there's two Luchos and three Ovos, but is it your Pnim, that awareness? It's what's called a sublineal awareness, something which is within you. You know, the psychologists have got tests, they show you a word and you've got to know what you associate with it before you think, and that'll give them some window into your subconscious. Some window into the subconscious. And that's what the Bala God is saying. Are you be'etzim, at one with this? Is it you? Is it your pnim? Is the first thing that comes into your mind that, you know, Chaim Shmulevich, the Chutzanik Nevocha, went through, you know what, the Mir Yeshiva went through, the so many nisyonos and so many sakunos, and eventually they're on the way to America. And Chaim was sitting learning Shef Shmaitzer on the way. And everybody was very excited, they're getting nearer America, freedom, and you know, the big open spaces after all the confines of the war and all the drama. And someone came out to Reb Chaim and said, V'Hauptmann, where are we up to? He said, Schmeitzer Gimel Perik Base. That's where he was up to. They were looking at the maps. That was because he had this Kinyan Be'etzem. That's Echod Miyodea. Let me tell you a little Misa, which will illustrate this. It's a little bit graphic and a little bit simplistic, but it gets the message. Oh yeah, it'll get the message to you. There were a group of British, of German soldiers, towards the end of the Second World War, who were captured by a British unit in France. And one of these soldiers, this German prisoners, asked if he can speak privately to the commanding officer. So they thought maybe he had good information. They allowed him under strict guard. He came into the commanding officer, and he said to the commanding officer, in perfect English, he said, I'm not really a German soldier, I'm a British spy planted in the German army in order to send messages. The commander was a little bit dubious, but he spoke very good English, mamish English. He asked him questions about things which only an Englishman would know, or people who play cricket. What about, what's silly point, and what are the covers? Now, anybody who has got a seichel, a yosha, and doesn't play cricket would have no clue. He answered it precisely. He knew all about it, knew about cricket. He asked him which school he went to. Everything clapped. It was just, commanding officer was still not sure. You can't just sort of take a German prisoner and give him freedom. He said, come, let's come to the officer's mess. And they went through, and he poured out a glass of beer for this German prisoner. And just as the German was about to drink it, or the suspected Britisher, the British officer hits him across the face without any warning, really very unpleasant smack in the face. And this German soldier swore, but the way a goy swears, not a goyish, a soldier swears, mamash dvoim moosim. He swore in English. The commanding officer said, I'm sorry, I have to apologize to you. You really are English. Well, that sort of matzah, there's no, you know, it came out of his heart. That's a pshat. If I said it was a graphic illustration, a bit crude, but graphic, and it gets the point over. That's echod miyadea. You've got to have your pnim kedusha. And that is b'chol derbada chayvon morsen livas azatzmo. And that's why you must sapfim b'siyas mitzrayim kol osa alayla. Osa alayla, not the word osa alayla. They relived the experience. They were the der yotzei mitzrayim of Elozim and Rishua and the gedole ha-der of that generation. They were mesapfim kol osa alayla, as if they relived the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim all over again. They were going out of Mitzrayim. And if one may be a little bit esoteric in it, a little bit, one could say they had the koyach to be mesapi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kolosa Laila refers to the Leil of Golos. And if you can be mesapi Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Laila, you'll be zocha to the Shel Shachris, as the Talmidim said, Rabbeinu who gears among Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. This is the way it works. And in fact, there's a Meshach Chochma which says this. The Meshach Chochma says very beautifully that that obviously Tfilah Shel Shachris Av Mavinu was Masakin Keneged Tomit Shel Shacha, and you get Tomit Shabeno Aboyim, that is Tfilah Smincha. Yaakov Avinu was Masakin Tfilah Smariv. Mariv is Keneged Avoyim of Bedoyim, where you carry on burning the remains of the Korban Ayam Belaila. Says the Meshech Chochma, this is the pshat that Yaakov represents a Yid who goes into Golos. Yaakov is his, in fact, the Fiyazoya, the whole life of Yaakov is like a prototype of the future of Klal Yisrael, how he went into Golos in Beis Lovon, and he had to contend with Esav, and eventually he comes back to Eretz Yisrael, and the final confrontation with Esav, this is all symbolic of the future of the history of Klal Yisrael. Yaakov represents going into Golos. This is a Torah of Shem Ve'eva. And this is what Yaakov Avinu had. So he was able to achieve this. He was able to achieve the koyach of taking the Korban Hayom, that is Azman Gilu Shechina, and extending it into the night, into the Leil of Golos. And so he could take the Kedusha Sayom even when we were not Zohar to have a base of Mikdash. This was the Koyach of Yaakov Avinu. And that's why the Meshech Chochma says that only Yaakov of the Ovos has a vision of a Kodesh Baruch Hu b'maros halaylo. Because Yaakov represents that aspect of Klal Yisrael, the ability to keep our emunah, emunoscho balelos, the emunah of the Laila. And that is only possible if you reach that Madrega of being b'chol der v'der, a person has to consider himself gilahu yotzer v'yeretz Mitzrayim. Let's go one stage further. One stage further into the idea of the atzmius of a human being. What really is you, the real you? There's a Gaon. The Gaon Zoktazoy. The Gaon says that ishtate Rosh Ma'arim and so on. The Fisher Hosi Atzmo Min HaKlal Kofa Biyika Shreit Kofa Biyika, because he was Motzi Atzmo Min HaKlal. This is the Rosh. It's a bit of an unusual lotion. The Fisher Hosi Atzmo Min HaKlal Kofa Biyika. Yeah, he's not so Hamish, maybe. Says the Gaon. This is a remez to our Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says when Titus of Russia went into the Kodshim and he put his sword through the Parochas, blood spurted out. Kaviyochol, the Shoita, thought, Choshev Shehoges Atzmo, it's a euphemism. What is the euphemism for? Kaviyochol, the Eibishter, he thought he killed Cholila. It doesn't make sense, but that, Azoya the Shoita Getracht. Atzmo is a euphemism for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lefi Shehoses Atzmo min HaKlal, says the Gaon, because the Rosha reads the lesson of Jewish history, as something which can be understood without the Atzmo, without the appreciation, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ashkocha, that's Kopa Be'ika. That's the Gaon's pshat. It occurred to me, if one may extend it a little bit, there's another euphemism for Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Gemara in Sukkah. Hillel, who was Lolam Ye'amas and Gehillel, you know, one knows the Gemara on Shabbos about the Anivus of Hillel, and yet Hillel says, Imani Kan HaKol Kan, if I'm here, everybody's here, Imani Kan HaKol Kan. What's the pshat? Hillel would say such a thing, says the Gemara. Ani refers to the Shechina HaKadosha. Kim Toys, we have two euphemisms in the Gemara for the Shechina HaKadosha, the Atzmo and the Ani. Those are the two, as it were, descriptions of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I think it's not by chance. Very much it's Bekivun, Chazal are telling us something. Who is the real you? What is the real you? Not the Chelek HaGashmius, which you have, but the real you is the Atzmo, that is Kaviyochu, that Chelek HaKami Mal in you. That's the Atzmo and that's the Ani. That's the part of you which is real. That's the part of you which is last. That's the part which will go with you into the Olam HaEmes and be your Nitzchias. V'yatem advekim b'shem elokeichem b'chaim kulchem hayom. They say of the Ger Tzedek of Vilna, that this great Tzaddik Talmud of the Grot, that without going into the protim of the story, he was hiding in a Jewish inn, and there was a very, very prosper innkeeper there. And on one occasion he was shouting at another Yid, and the Ger Tzedek, who was hiding from the Catholics at that time, the Ger Tzedek said to him, he lost his temper, this fellow, this innkeeper, was shouting, and the Ger Tzedek said, the Yid shouldn't speak that way. And he said, you're a goy. He said, don't you Mishavain. And he mustered him to the Catholics. And the Catholics put him in prison. And eventually he was burned. Al Kiddush Hashem. After the innkeeper realized what he'd done, he wanted to do tshuva. It was very difficult because Ger Tzedek was already in prison. And chayv misa to the goy. He went to the Ger Tzedek. He was able to speak to him through the prison walls. And he begged him for mechila. And the Ger Tzedek said, you don't have anything to worry about. He said, imagine two little children of 4 or 5 years of age playing in the sea, by the seashore. And one of them built a sandcastle, and the other one jumped on it and broke it. Later on, 30, 40 years later, the one who built the sandcastle became the Melech. And the other one was worried. He said, the Melech maybe wants to get me because I broke his sandcastle. He went to the Melech. He said, please, Adoni HaMelech, be mochu me. I broke your sandcastle. The king said, you're crazy. You think I've got nothing else to worry about? That 40 years ago, we were playing little children on the beach and we were playing with sand. We've got the Inyan of Malchus to deal with now. You don't have to worry. It's not in my mind at all. So the Ger Tzedek, the Dosis of Bishat Olam Hazeh, when you come to the Olam HaEmes, all the little petty trivia and the upsets of Olam Hazeh will be like playing with sandcastles. Skornish doesn't, the Ger Tzedek said, you'll have nothing to worry about. It's not the real world. The real world is the Chelek Lakami Mal, the Nitzchias of a human being. Again, a bissel weiter.
9:35.
Okay, a little bit more time. The Gaon says that there are Dalad Olamos, Olam Hazeh, Yemos HaMashiach, Tchias HaMesim, and Olam Habo. And the four Kosos, the number four which repeats itself, are all remes to that, Beprat, the four Kosos. The first Kos is the Kos you have with Kiddush. Kiddush is the avoda of Olam Hazeh, to be Mekadish yourself in Olam Hazeh, and that's coast number one. The second coast is the coast we have on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the Inyan of Gula, which is Yemos HaMashiach. The third we have with the Su'udah, which is a remes of Su'udah's Levioson, which we will have at the time of Tchias HaMeisim. And the fourth is when we say Halel HaGodol, that's the one we have after our Suda, and that's a remes to Olam Haba, that's a God. It occurred to me, if I maybe, if I can say something which you don't have to take seriously, but I think, you know, even in an Atzonos, there's sometimes a Dvar Emes. It occurred to me that these four Olamos also are Merumas in the Dalet Bonim. First is Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh, everybody is Bechinas Chochum. We're all Chachomim in Olam Hazeh, right? We think we know what we're doing. We think Mefeshtein Als. It's not really so. Many of the things which we are proud about with our Chochma, when it comes to Gilah of Yemos Mashiach and we see the Emes, the Chochum will become a Rosha. Not Chalila, a Rosha in the sense of Miskavin, but nevertheless, we'll see so many of the things he thought he was doing right were not. The third son, the Tam, is a remez to the Indian of Tchias HaMeisim, which is when we get back the Shlemus of Kedem Achet, Tomim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha. That's connected the Tam. The fourth, which is the highest of all, is the She'ene De'alishol. You know, it's your dua without going into the details, that someone discovered in Oxford University manuscripts a story which went back to the Ramban. The Ramban himself, the Ramban had a Talmud who was exceptional, a very young and top Talmud, and he became very ill. The Ramban was a doctor, the Ramban could see that this young man had very little time to live, and he was very upset, and he said to his young Talmud, he said, I'll tell you what will happen to you when you leave this world, you go to this court, and this room, and this cheder, and this question will be asked, a gunza seder, 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 one after the other, what's going to happen when you leave this world? And eventually you'll come to the Ulam HaGadol, and we'll be sitting there, based in HaGadol, the based in Shalmalo, and you'll have to stand there and give account to everything that you did and should have done in this world. And when you get there, ask them in my name why you had to leave this world so young, and come back to me in Chalom and tell me. He didn't come back, and the Ramban was upset, and eventually he did turn up, and he said, the Rebbe has to be moichel me, I didn't come earlier. But I couldn't come earlier because I thought I would upset you if I told you the answer. But I saw you upset. I didn't come, so I had to come. You should know, he said to his Rebbe, he said, in this world, in Olam HaTachtein, then even the greatest of people like the Ramban can have questions. But when you come to the Olam Emes, it's a different world. And when I came before the Beis Din Shomaila and I was going to ask them why, I couldn't ask why because there are no questions in Olam Habo. When you stand in front of the Beis Din Shomaila, everything's so clear, everything's so emes, there are no questions. And therefore, I couldn't ask the question because the questions are meaningless. And that's why I didn't come to you earlier. And that's the highest madrega of all, madrega of She'ini Adei Elishol. You have no questions. You can't ask questions because you see the Amityas HaBoreh. And this is, as it were, the ultimate in our madregas. We've got to live with this. According to the Targum Yerushalmi in the Parshas Bei, there are Dalad Leile Shemurim in history. The first Leil Shemurim was at Bias Olam, Ruach Elokim Merach Efes Al Pnei Amayim. That was the introduction and the tachlis of the whole of creation to be Ma V'Kvod Shemayim. The second Leil Shemurim was at the Bris Bein Apsoim, when Avraham Avinu, who became the Shoresh of Kedusha, as Ramchal says, the only one in the first 2,000 years who was Zocha to become a Shoresh of Kedusha, and the Bris Bein Apsoim was when Rabban Hashem told him, Ki ger yerzach o be'eretz olehem, and after they'll take them out, Baruch Hu Shgodol. He was told the seed of Klal Yisrael, the future of Klal Yisrael, and the Yetziah of Mitzrayim. And that was the Leil Shemurim, because it was the embryonic, it was the prototype for all the future Geulas, which were told to Avraham Avinu at that time in the Bris Bein Hapsoim. The third was the Leil Shemurim of actual Yetziah Mitzrayim, when the Haftochas of the Bris Bein Hapsoim were actualized. And Klal Yisrael came out and became the messengers of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And as you know, it's a Dov Yodua, the Kerch of Meshaleach is in the Shliach. And we're given this special Kerch of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, this Atzmius of Kedusha, which represents Klal Yisrael. The fourth Leil Shemurim is still waiting, Be'ezras Hashem. This is the Leil of the ultimate Geula, the Leil of of the Hiskalus of the Melech HaMashiach, and that's still to come, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu will take Klal Yisrael and demonstrate to the whole world that this is the Am Segula, the Am HaNivchar. Reb Chaim Shmulevitch said a klal. He says it in his Sichas. He says, when you talk of Inyoni B'tochen, when you talk of Inyoni Emuna B'tochen, don't be sophisticated. Be simplistic, because the nefesh is simplistic. So let's not sort of talk on what I would call on the higher levels. A very simple illustration of what that means, lemaisa, emunas hagu'ula. There was a yid who had an inn, and in this inn he had goyish customers who used to come, and they used to drink mashka and so on. He used to look after them. That was his parnasa. And one winter it was very, very cold, and there came up no travellers, and he got into debt, serious debt, with the prince, and who owned the whole Medina. And the guy got very, very angry that the Jew had not paid up, and he turned up at the Jew's home, and he warned him that in 30 days time he's coming with his men, and if he hasn't paid up every pruta that he owes, then the Yid will be in prison, his whole family will be in prison, it'll be a churban of everything he's got. He's got 30 days, and the Jew shouldn't, he called him Moshka, every Jew was Moshka. If Moshka doesn't pay his debts, then it's going to be the end of himself and his family. He had nothing he could do. What could he do? He didn't have any source of money, because the commission. 30 days went by, and eventually it arrived, the 30th day. It happened to be Shabbos HaGadol. It was Shabbos HaGadol. So he thought, well, he's got nothing to lose. This is probably the last day of his life. He'll go and hear Shabbos HaGadol Rosha. And it was a long way. It was a few hours' journey. There were fields and there were villages on the way. He didn't have a problem with the chum. And he arrived at the home of the Erev Yisrael. Not the home, the Beis HaMedrash of the Erev Yisrael, the Abderov. And he was very late already, because it was over 2 hours' journey. And he squashed into the back. The Rebbe was in the middle of talking. The Rebbe said, this is the Erev Yisrael. He says, it's shteit in davening Goal Yisrael. And the shteit Goel Yisrael, what's the pshat? Goal Yisrael is what happened once. Goel Yisrael is Loshen Hove, it's happening all the time. That in the schus of Emunah, in the Goal Yisrael, you'll be zocher to the Goel Yisrael. He says, that's all he needs to hear. There's going to be Goel Yisrael. I have got Emunah in the Goel. I'll be zocher to a Geula today. A few minutes later, he slipped out the base of Medrash, and he more or less danced all the way home. The Rebbe had gazot Goel Yisrael. He's dancing. He thought all the problems are over. The Rebbe said Goel Yisrael, and he had Emunah Chachomim. When he arrived home, it was like Tisha B'Av 10 times over. Everybody was waiting for the chum, for the goyim to come. He said, what's going on with you? He said, it's Shabbos today, we've got to be besimcha. And the Rebbe said, Goel Yisrael, before long, it's catching. The whole family were dancing and singing. The Rebbe gazot Goel Yisrael. In the meantime, the goyim arrived. And this prince was afraid, because he believed the Jews had the kirch of Kishuf. So he sent his commanding officer to look. He had also good sit. He had no choice. He went and he looked through the window. He saw, he came back, he told the prince, he said, the Jews are dancing and singing. Oi, the guy said, it must be they put some spell on us. Bring me Moshka, I want to see what's going on. I don't want trouble. the commander-in-chief of the army sort of went into the room, he pulled out Moshka, he took him out, and the prince said to him, "What's going on with you? Why are you dancing and singing? Don't you know this could be the last day of your life?" He said, "The Rebbe said, go El Yisrael, what are you talking about?" "Yeah, the Rebbe said, go El Yisrael." Explained to the Rebbe, said, "If you trust in Hashem properly, then no problems will go. Everything will happen the way it should. It will be a redemption in the Hover, in the present." The Goy was very taken, the prince. He said, "Do you really believe that?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "You know, I've got thousands, tens of thousands of people living in all my Medinas all around, and not one of them has got that sort of faith. If you've got such a faith, it can't be. It can't be I should do harm to you." And Rabbi Sarayga fell in the Goy's cup. He wrote out on the spot a shtar giving the Yid not just the rent, but the ownership of the inn. And not only that, he was moichel all the chayvas. And he sort of more or less embraced him. He said, "It's an honor to have you with us." And he took his men away, and Moshka comes into his family. "See, the Rebbe said, go El Yisrael. It's a reality. If you believe in the Goel Yisrael, you'll be zecher to the Goel Yisrael." The voice said, "We've got to have Emunas HaGeulah. Let's just think for one moment, a little bit of a way of Mahalechim Machshova. Yosef HaTzadik is in this prison for more than a decade. There's no end, there's no Havamina he'll ever get out of that prison. There's no courts of appeal. Nobody's looking for him. Nobody knows about him. He's there forever." And he gets up in the morning and he thinks, "Today is a day and I could be here forever. I've got no way out." Within an hour, he's a melech. Because the Ribbono Shel'olam said, "Now is the time." When the Ribbono Shel'olam says, "It's always talking to the Mefarshim." When the Ribbono Shel'olam says it to Klal Yisrael, it'll happen. Mamash keherif ayin, that through the emuna, emunoscha beleilos will be zocha to this leil shemurim. It's waiting for us. Everything is there waiting. We've got to have the emuna in the geula, and the geula will happen. Let me just finish with a vort which I may have shared with you before, and I enjoy it, so let me share my enjoyment. I heard it in the name of a Sfaradish Makubal. He said the Shechina Kedosha is called the Aim, the mother, because just as a mother nurtures her family, the Shechina, the Gemara in Brocha says, nurtures the whole world. The first Geula came through Aaron and Moshe, Aleph Mem, the Aim. The second one, Esther Mordechai, Aleph Mem, the Aim. Le'osid Lovo, Eliyol Mashiach, the Aim. Our tefillah is, and the tefillah I share with all of you, Shaleach to Shalach es Aim. The Ribbono Shel'olam should send us the Aim, the Shechina HaKdosha, Vesabonim and Klal Yisrael Tikach Loch, and Klal Yisrael should go back to him, and we should be Zohar Mamash this year to eat the Korban Pesach Ahoi Kodesh B'Yushalayim in Mirtzah Hashem.
Perfect timing. Thank you.